Throwback uniforms are in full effect as the Pirates play host to the Cubs on African American Heritage Night. We'll pick things up in the sixth inning with Andrew McCutchen at the plate in a 3-3 game.
Pitch with the fastball, dribbler, tough play, safe. LaStella did all he could, McCutchen with an infield hit, and the Pirates all of a sudden have the lead.
Nicasio, the right-hander, glancing back at Hayward and Deals. Ground ball fair down the right field line. This is going to tie the game. Here comes Hayward. Contreras goes to second. He's got a standing double. This ball game tied 4-4. Good call, Ron. It was a good at-bat.
Funny how you take a guy out of the closer role to put him in less stressful spots. And a base hit. Contreras will score. Cubs lead 5-4. And they're still loaded with nobody out.
And now the 2-2 pitch. Rizzo will line one into left field. There's another base hit. One run is in. Bryant's going to try to score. Here he comes. He scores. Cubs lead 7-4. Two-run single, Anthony Rizzo, opposite field. Bryant got a great jump away from second base. It almost looked like Jones was putting up the stop sign, but Chris knew he could make it, Ron, and he did.
Swing and a miss. Cubs win. Cubs win. Davis will not get a save, but as JD said, it feels like he pitched his way into a save situation. 9-5, the final.
Felt like 9-8, didn't it?
It did.
You know, the way that, you know, everything was falling in there in the ninth inning, and it just felt like one of those nights where there was a chance it would slip away. But a good job by Davis, kind of settling in, saying, okay, that's enough, boys. And boy, what great work by the Cub hitters.
The Pirates leave the bases loaded, and the Cubs win 9-5. Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, gets thrown out of Friday's game just three pitches in for arguing an overturned home run, and the Cubs lose Ben Zobrist to the DL with a left wrist injury. Despite the very short night for Joe Maddon, the Cubs do get the victory on the road at PNC Park. The Cubs will look to knock off their division rivals once again on Saturday when Jake Arrieta makes the start.